This is an IELTS Energy bonus. Contest, prizes, and sharing slang for IELTS.
Welcome to the IELTS Energy podcast from All Ears English. Downloaded more than 22 million times with former IELTS examiner Jessica Beck and Aubrey Carter, the IELTS whiz. If you are stuck with a low score, our insider method will help you get the score you need to unlock your dreams. Get your estimated band score now with our 2-minute quiz. Go to allearsenglish.com/myscore.
Today, you'll learn 6 slangy phrases to talk about sharing. These are perfect for boosting your vocabulary score on IELTS Speaking Part 1 and Part 2. We'll also share details about our share contest and the fun prizes you can win.
Hey, Aubrey, welcome to the bonus.
Welcome to you to the bonus. I love bonuses. Extra presents for you guys and us.
They're so fun. So guys, we are here to tell you about a special contest we're doing this month because we want to share the love of the IELTS Energy podcast. Aubrey, do you recommend podcasts to friends?
I totally do. I share links to new podcasts to my sister all the time, and then I'll send them in group texts. Like I have a neighborhood group text and some other friends' group text, and it's so easy to copy the link and forward it, share it. So I do that all the time. If ever there's a good podcast, I'm an oversharer maybe, but is there such a thing as oversharing?
Sometimes.
I don't think so.
Sometimes there
okay.
is.
When it comes to personal details, maybe.
We are going to teach you 4 slangy phrases that are synonyms for share, slightly different connotations for all of them, guys. And so these are all very useful for IELTS speaking. And then we're also going to explain this contest. So let's do that first. Just like, I also want to say that I love sharing podcasts because last night, a friend of mine told me that her son is super into history. And I was like, oh my gosh, he needs to listen to some history podcasts, but not a lot are family friendly. So I did research and I found like 3 podcasts that he can listen to as an 11-year-old.
Nice.
Like I emailed him the links and stuff. You guys, it's so much fun sharing positive information with people.
You know what I did just yesterday in like a Facebook group for Spanish language learners? Somebody was like, who listens to Spanish podcasts? Share me some. And I'm like, oh, I got this. And I like did a whole list of all of them. And then it was funny because all the other comments people were sharing like one at a time and I had already shared them. And I was like, yeah, see? That's all you need.
You guys,
this girl, that's all you need.
I already did everything. I'm a star. So guys, we want you to share IELTS energy. We want you to spread the word if you know anybody that's studying IELTS or even just studying English, because we teach everything on this podcast, guys. So this is how it works, okay? You can win prizes. You go to allearsenglish.com/IELTS contest, and it's so easy. You sign up to be an IELTS Energy Ambassador. I love that that's like the title. It's so cool. So you become an ambassador of the podcast. Like I said, it just takes a couple minutes. Email, name, boom, you're an ambassador just like that. And it's so easy, guys. Automatically, right away, you get your own personal link. You could share it on social media. You could share it email, text, however you want to share it. Here's the thing, guys. The 2 people that share the most win prizes. Aubrey, yes. What are the 2 top prizes?
Yes, free transcriptions and 15 minutes with one of us, the All Ears English team, which are the most fun. We can talk about anything you want.
Yeah, totally, guys. We could even do like an IELTS speaking mock test if you desire. So guys, allearsenglish.com/IELTS contest. Okay. Let's get into these slang phrases. What's the first phrase that we can use instead of share?
Well, so first I think I should point out the one I accidentally used, which was overshare, oversharing, right? If you're sharing, we say TMI, too much information is the acronym. This would be great on part 1 if you're like, this might be TMI. But yeah. I'm a bit of an oversharer. And then you share some kind of personal details that's maybe a little too, and it doesn't have to be inappropriate or, you know what I mean? Just to be sharing personal details, a lot of people would consider that TMI. So these are
totally.
Great.
Yeah, Totally. Oh my gosh. I would love hearing someone use that on the IELTS speaking test. Okay. So here's a phrase, guys. Divvy up. This is an awesome phrasal verb. It is uncommon, right? So this would definitely be a high band score phrase, to divvy something up. It just means to divide it and share it out, right? So it's like, if you win the lottery, maybe you want to divvy up your winnings among your family, right? It just means like give some money out to everybody. Eating, this is a common thing. Like, oh, can you divvy up those donuts for us so everyone gets some? It's share, but it's a more specific meaning than share.
Yeah, it'd be great to use when talking about food, especially on part one, to be like, I actually don't love having to, like, if I have a slice of cake, I don't want to divvy it up. Totally. I just want to eat the whole thing, which is how I feel.
There's a lot of these have to do with eating and food. I feel like we use these. So the next one, to go Dutch. This just means that when you are paying for something, usually a meal, if you go Dutch, then you each pay for yourselves. So this can be sort of an empowering thing for women if they're dating, right? To go Dutch, to be like, you don't have to, you know, pay for me. We can go Dutch. But you know, if I'm going on a date, then I want the man to pay, I think. I think I'm still traditional in that way.
We're a little old-fashioned that way. But this comes up too. I remember once I was married and I would go out to lunch with, or if a bunch of us went to dinner, like my parents and all of us siblings and our, then sometimes they would let us know ahead of time, like, by the way, this is going to be Dutch treat, or we're going to go Dutch, or two ways you can say that, to let us know ahead of time, like, we're paying for ourselves, because that's going to be a big bill for them, and they don't want us to come planning on having them pay.
Yeah, you do need a heads
which is
up
fair.
If you're going to go out to eat with somebody, especially if you invite them, right?
Yeah.
Like, you shouldn't go Dutch if you invited somebody, usually. Like, I love treating friends. I love to, like, invite people out and pay for stuff.
Same. And it's always like trade-offs, right? Because they're going to get you the next time, right?
Exactly. That's what my sister and I do. Every time we go out, we just switch back and forth. So guys, all of these phrases, if you're asked about going to eat in restaurants, habits of eating, you can use all of these phrases. So great for IELTS speaking, guys. So we have two more phrases for you to go 50-50.
And these kind of mean the same thing. Yeah, right?
Yeah, but I say go halvesies a lot more. So go 50-50. Okay. That just means half and half, right? So if you go 50-50, then you're each going to pay half the bill, regardless of what you got, you know, regardless of what you ordered. But we use this a lot more often than just like paying for stuff.
Yeah, it's true. If you, like, for a party or like a present, this happens a lot. If my sister and I will get a gift for my parents for Christmas and be like, okay, let's go halvesies on this. And she's going to pay half and I'm going to pay half. But you're right. I agree. I hardly ever say go 50-50. I always say go halvesies.
Halvesies, it's very slangy, guys, so it's only appropriate for speaking. This is how I use go halvesies. And guys, maybe you can use this when you're describing, again, like, eating out with people or even eating in your home with your family, right? So when I go out to eat with someone, I like to go halvesies in terms of sharing our food. So I like to do this with people I'm really close to, right? So it's like if James and I go to a nice restaurant, we want to try everything. Like, I want to eat and taste like everything on the menu. So to taste more, we go halvesies. We each order something and then we eat half of what's on our plate and then we switch plates and then we can eat the other half. So
I have to
I
do this with dessert. We'll order dessert to share and I have to like divide it in half.
Totally.
Because especially my partner will eat more than his fair share. So I'm like, all right, I'm dividing this in advance. You can only eat your half, so it's literally going halvesies. I'm like, this should not be going two-thirds and one-thirdsies.
No. That's not the phrase. That's not, don't go thirdsies.
And should not be the reality.
It's supposed to be fair. So, guys, we want you to share the love, divvy up your love for this podcast, and give it to everyone you know, especially if you have a lot of followers on Instagram or you have, you know, Facebook groups that maybe an IELTS Facebook group. You can share this podcast there. It's your own personal link, guys. So you have this one link. You can share it with as many people as possible, right? And then you get to win prizes. So allearsenglish.com/IELTS contest. This is only for December, guys. So we are running this contest all month. We will remind you, but it's best to get started today. And we will announce the winner at the beginning of 2022, at the beginning of January. So allearsenglish.com/IELTS contest. All right. Awesome. That was fun.
That was fun. All right. I'll see you later.
Bye.
Bye.
Thanks for listening to IELTS Energy. Hit subscribe now and don't forget to find your estimated band score at allearsenglish.com/myscore.